Okay. Village Around Lake, regular board meeting, March 2nd, 2015.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for being here. I'd like to call to order for the Village Around Lake, our regular board meeting for March 2nd, 2015, 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simon Shelley.
Present.
Trustee Trupin.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Thank you. Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. Take out a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of February
17,
2015. So moved. Second. Motion made by Trustee Simon Selly, seconded by Trustee Crowley. Any comments? Madam, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comment? Thank you, everybody, for being here. Making a motion for our short consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 and 5.2, as follows. Item 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $154,091.78. And 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending February 22, 2015, in the amount of $134,290.77.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Simon Selly. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simon Selly?
Aye.
Trustee Trupin?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Motion carries. Items 6.1 and 6.2 from the Clerk's Office.
The students are going to be here for the essay. There was a communication.
The school district had that meeting at our Friday, so they would have anything they would like to extend to the 16th.
Okay, sounds good to me. And then early voting starts for grants in Avon Township the 23rd in our annex. And hours would be 9 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 till 2. So, early voting.
Are they going to give us stickers this year?
No.
That's what government has come
to. If anybody wants to hand out the all individual ones, then they're allowed to do that.
A source of patriotism and pride shut down. I should do that. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 7.1, adopt an ordinance amending the Round Lake Village Code 2006 as amended by rescinding a local amendment to the building code related to automatic sprinkler systems.
Mr. Mayor, would we table this? We'll have all trustees present. Is there a discussion on it? The last time we brought it back because Mr. Fry was absent. I don't think it's fair that we discuss without Trustee Wyszynski here.
And she will not be at the following meeting. And she will not be at the following meeting. Yeah. This is an item that's gone on for 2 months now. I think it's time to bring this to closure, and I think this deserves a vote. I would like to... Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Simon Selly. Any discussion?
I would like to look at the 2012 current, I think the code we have now is below outdated. And I think if we look at the 2012 Hansel's doing, and you're amending it, taking the discussions out to fit their needs, I think we could do the same to make everybody happy.
Thank you, Don. Any other comments?
Got a couple. I said, you know, last time we took this vote, we had a few different opinions. The biggest one now is you got the new governor, Mr. Rauner, said last week that he's going to be cutting funding to all the villages by as much as 50%. I'm sure hoping that it doesn't happen that way. I probably think it's probably going to be more in the 20-25% range. But even though, it still puts us about, what, 400,000, Steve, or 400,000?
900,000.
If it's 50.
50%.
Yeah. So about $450,000 short. And somewhere along the line, we got to make this up. And one of it is getting businesses into this village. If this ordinance wasn't in effect, well, we have a business that wants to come into this village. It's going to be tax dollars with it.
I don't know how that would be.
Whoa, I got the floor. Okay. Wait a minute. So that's going to help us, A. And B, you know, the village is over 100 years old. 99% of our businesses don't have sprinkler systems. We've never had a fire. We've never had a loss of life. We've never had a problem with that. And now all of a sudden, everybody's dancing witchcraft around here like if this ordinance goes, we're all going to go down the tubes. We're not going to go down the tubes. It's not going to change anything. Downtown area is probably, could be gone up in a match in a second, and it's been there for 100 years. It ain't going anywhere. The fire department is very apt and very good at what they do. They do inspections on these businesses. They keep them up to date. They have fire extinguishers. They have everything they need. We haven't lost life. We haven't lost businesses. We had a fire in a business downtown 2 years ago. Take it to the store, put it out, it was done. It wasn't, you know, this is not a crisis. This is going to help us get new businesses in here without letting them build and getting us tax dollars without having to spend all kinds of extra money. The code that the building department has covers that. It's sufficient, and it works. Lots of villages in this whole state use those codes without making any amendments to them. And I think that's, the code is worthless at this point in time. It's not helping us any. No one's used it. We haven't built a business in this town that's used it anyways. So, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Trustee. Don, you wanted before?
Yeah, I'm trying to ask Trustee Crayley how the current company wants to come in and turn me a tax on.
Is it going to give us sales tax dollars?
But how do we know that? I mean, we were privy to the information about any company coming in or who owns the property, etc. So how would you know that?
Any retail business done, any retail sales is going to develop sales tax.
And we do have a company that's looking at buying lots in the industrial market right now to bring a business here.
I think we'll get more property tax as well.
They'll get more property tax. Get more, actually, the schools make out. The park, we make out. Everybody makes out.
Other local businesses make out. They have quite a few employees that come in. Restaurants will make out. Automotive places that do service work will make out. It'll spark the economy, which is what this topic is about.
I mean, Steve, just a quick question. How many homes approximately do we have in the area right now? 1,500? Yeah, homes, residents.
We have
5,000. 5,000. Okay, look, that's a good round number. The finance department was saying we were going to be in trouble in 4 to 5 years. If Rauner cuts it, we're in trouble tomorrow. Doesn't make any difference. And right now, the residents, it's the only place we can go. We're going to make up that deficit. And I think, you know, they're going to come here and hang us if they know that we could have had a chance to pass something that would have brought tax dollars in here instead of reaching into their pockets. And I strongly believe that. I mean, you're going to have to break up the bank up $400,000 or $500,000, you're going to have to raise everybody's taxes by $100+ a year or more. So that's, you know, just for that year. And each year it's going to go up more and more.
Since we all agree this code is old, why are we looking at the 2012 ordinance now then? And bringing up
the code, it's not the code that's old, it's this amendment to the code. The code is fine as it's written.
Well,
that we have.
That's still a 2006 code.
Now we're going to 2012 today. There's not much difference between the codes.
The amendment
that we have is worthless. Not the code. The code is fine as it is. It's the amendment that says zero instead of 12,000 square feet, like the code calls for. That's what's worthless.
Well, I'm saying, let's bring it all the way up to date and go to 2012, look at it, and make the amendments or the way most of it in our need.
We can go back and we can do that, but right now let's get this amendment off the books first.
If we have a time sensitive with a business,
right,
that will come in. If we wait too long on that, then we lose the potential of getting these sales tax, property taxes coming in, and getting these tax revenues as a way to help sooner versus later, where it could be too late because we've waited and they've left, and now they've gone a different avenue to a different village that wants their money. We need their money. It's not that we want, necessarily just want their money. We need their money. I'm coming from a very personal standpoint. Y'all know where I stand right now. I've been out of work for almost a year now because my company...
And I guess I got to ask the question, how much tax dollars is the company, possible company, maybe company...
But it's less money that's not coming out of us, the taxpayers, the residents' pocket.
More importantly, Don, it will again prove what we set course on 2 years ago on being business friendly, and the next business that wants to come here will actually come here and actually want to do business and stimulate more growth. Instead of saying, as some of the contractors have already said, I'm not going to the village of Round Lake, it's too difficult. That's what this is about. Looking to the future. It's not just about this one particular business. It's not about this one transaction. It's about our future development.
That's what we're gonna.
We've been preaching business friendly. Let's prove we're business friendly.
I believe there's business friendly, and I think that there's also being responsible. And I'm afraid that if we just rescind this with nothing else in place to go to immediately, this new business, well, we want it. There's no doubt we want it. We want to be business friendly and we need the revenue. That's true. But at what cost? We can bring in a new business and then decide this new code might work for us and we can massage it to make it work for us as a village. But this other company has already come in. Do you want to go back to them and say, oh, whoa, wait a minute, yeah, we decided we didn't want the code, but now we decided we didn't want this. Why are we doing this in piecemeal? Why aren't we doing this as one fluid piece of government work? What is the reason that we have to do this piecemeal? Why can't we do it all together? That's all it is in a nutshell. I have issues, and I know that if we compromise on them, there is a way to work this out. But you're allowing a company to come in and they're not even certain what we're going to end up doing. Is it going to have an impact on them after they buy in? I don't think that's fair to them either. Everyone that comes in and does business and talks about being business friendly should know exactly what they're facing from the get-go. Not, 6 weeks down the road, the town board wants to do this. Are they going to be caught up in it? Or won't they? And if they aren't, then other people come in and say, you gave them a loophole, why can't I? Our integrity is tied into this, people. We do it right, we do it from the get-go, and then we follow through. This piecemeal thing is a bunch of nonsense. Do it right. That's what we said we were here to do. How many times in the past, Steve, let's have this conversation. How many times have we said, you know what, this is what we're going to do. And we found out, oh, that didn't work. What do we look like? Because we're not... We just want to make the decisions. We don't want to think it through first. Where's the competency in what we're saying to do then? I think it's fair to the businesses if they know what they're coming in to do first. And I think if they want to do business here, they'll give us that respect because we want to give them the respect in return. They know what they're buying into. They know what it's going to be. And it's not going to change 6 weeks, 12 weeks down the line when the issue comes forward again. That's my piece. Amen.
Okay. Quick rebuttal. We're not doing it piecemeal because the code, this is an ordinance that overrode the code. If we repeal the ordinance, the code that stands that we have takes effect. It is protected. The businesses are protected. We're not piecemealing it in, and we're not designing something for one business. It's a code that's across the world, not the U.S. And it says, we took that code and we bastardized it. That's exactly what we did. You should never change a code. Never. You have thousands of people that set that code, that MOCA, that ICC code. Those codes don't happen by one or two people. They have code hearings every year. They go across the world. They get all this information. They have committees. They come once a year to one place, and they say, okay, these are the code changes. This code, when it first came on the floor, used to be 10,000 square feet. Most codes, as they advance in age, usually become more tighter and more restrictive. This code actually got loosened up. It went from 10,000 to 12,000 square feet because they found it was too restrictive. Now we come back and we pass it all the way to zero. So the code as it stands, once we take this amendment away, is perfectly logical and it's a working code.
For you.
For everybody.
For you. Let me tell you, it's not working for Lake Erie, it's not working for
and for this.
Itself, and it's not well.
For this. This much information.
It doesn't even meet all the needs for the people sitting up here tonight. So I would say there is a way to do this. I think we just need to take a few more weeks, hash out these details, do it right, bring somebody in knowing exactly what's expected for the right reason, make it business friendly, and yet make it protective.
You're talking about it being piecemeal, but that's exactly what you're proposing. I don't understand that. About piecemealing things that makes it difficult to understand what we're trying to accomplish. As Russ just stated, the only piecemeal that's been done here is the extra restrictions that's been added to the 2006 code. If we remove that, there's no more piecemealing. Adopt the code the way it's written. If we so choose to look at a 2012 and gets amended every 3 years, so be it. But again, this is a good code as I've shown here, not only locally, county, state, national, and even international codes. Used this code successfully and has the highest degree of safety standards. I don't know who we would think we are to come in, and as Russ said, never appeal a code. These are written by experts who study this. Why we would think that we have more knowledge on this topic than the people who have dedicated careers to it is beside me. Is there any other comment?
Yes. As I was saying before, my thing, because yes, I do have a personal touch base, the economy helps people find jobs. We can find ways to alleviate that. Some have to have to worry about it. My thing is, okay, yes, we have a responsibility to the businesses. We have a responsibility to our residents. We also have a responsibility to all of our staff. We've been told time and time again that our operating budget, what we have about, 3.5 years before we are basically not able to make payroll. If Rauner's thing really goes, cut that time in half. That's 1.5 years.
No, it's tomorrow. It'll be immediate.
Okay, so but I'm going to give the benefit of that. 1.5 years for all these people that we employ here at the village to find new work. Over 9 months without a single bite. You want to tell all those families when we had an opportunity to start bringing in business and hopefully start alleviating their worries? I don't want to sit there and look at everybody say we could have brought in some business or at least opened the doors to make it easier for people to do business and bring in sales tax and bring in property tax to support their families. I know this and I tell you guys, I grew up in Rumble. I have to move from my hotel because we are not doing anything to bring in the business, to bring in the property tax to help save our community. If we don't do anything, we don't get this property tax in it, we don't get this business tax in it, because I know this is not the only reason, but this is one way to help start alleviating so we don't have to have each resident paying an additional $100 to pay for us to keep going a year, you know, or $200, whatever it ends up being. I don't want people to have to lose their houses and move away. I don't want the people we employ that serve our community to have to do things. It is a very hard feeling when you are facing the fact that you can't afford to pay your property taxes because your work up and moved away or up and closed down. My company, without notice, up and closed down and moved to China. Out of my control. We have some control here. We can help everybody else here. We can help the communities, the residents that live here. We can help our employees. We can help these people by giving an opportunity, by saying, hey, we care about you. We want to keep you. We want to keep this community. And we're not asking to say, screw all fire codes, you know, let's let you live in a death trap or go visit a death trap for work. These are codes that have been researched and studied and done by people who get paid way more than we can probably manage. But, I mean, like I said, the closest natural disaster that was sent to me in an email of the scare tactics was Rhode Island. And yet we've been here for how long? And where's the local one? Where's the natural disaster that happened in Round Lake, in Lake County, in Illinois, to be used as a scare tactic? I might take those a little more seriously. I understand Rhode Island had a lot more things. Sorry, there was a YouTube video that was sent about a fire in a nightclub, basically. They did pyrotechnics and everything that you're not supposed to do. It was tar, so it was dipping down, so even stuff really wouldn't put stuff out because tar doesn't stop burning. But people, let's get real here. It's not just this portion. It's everybody's life, everybody's life. I grew up here. I was born and raised in this area. Throughout Lake County, yes, I've not been around like the entire time, but throughout Lake County, but I've been around like most of my life. This is where I chose to raise my family and have my children grow up here. So I chose a lot of other communities. I chose around like this is home. And the fact that now I am literally seriously considering moving across the country to different states across the border so I can keep my family and keep my house and be in government in a place where I feel safe. I'm sorry. A year and a half time, I'm not going to feel safe in here because we won't have a police department. We won't have public works to do our work. We'll have to rely on the state. Who can feel safe staying here? I'm sorry, I spent a little bit more than I planned on, and it's just very personal, very deep to me, just knowing that all this, we have a way to possibly bring in stuff, help alleviate it.
Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, thank you.
For the record, I'd like the record to reflect that the opinion of Russ Crayley. Russ, could you give your certification and your expertise in this area?
Well, I'm both cable certified, been that way for almost 30 years. I was not the first one in this area to get that with the school for it. Volca was the first licensing group that came out for building officials for villages and cities that sent building people to get certified to license. Went to the University of Wisconsin, got my license up there, got my certification up there, so I've been doing this my whole life. Started off as a building inspector, worked my way up to building official, building and zoning official, and eventually to village administrator. So I've been in this area for more years than I can think of.
And just for the record, that BOCA is what? ICC?
Right. The BOCA is building officials, code administrators, and it's now changed over to ICC. It was International Code Council. That was the change now. So BOCA and ICC are interchangeable. Old guys like me still call it BOCA. The new thing, it changed about, maybe 7-8 years ago to ICC. Because they literally, the rest of the world came to our doorstep and said, hey, the USA's got great building codes, but they didn't have anything. So then we went overseas to different countries and gave them our codes, helped them rewrite their codes, and then it became the International Code Council.
And Russ, you're still
up
to date on your continuing education courses?
I just had it renewed last year. I'm good for the next 3 years.
Thank you. Is there any other comment? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
No.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Tripa.
No.
Trustee Fry.
Trustee Fry.
Thank you. I wish I hadn't missed that.
Motion carries. I know this was hard fought. Thank you, everybody, for the work and the considerations that you've taken in on this important topic. Thank you all. Building and zoning, item 12.1. May I get an adoption? May I get a motion for to adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow the sale of alcohol beverages at 1841 South Cedar Lake Road.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Tripon.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Item 12.2, may I get a motion to adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow for the sale of alcoholic beverages at 151 West Belvedere Road.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Tripon.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations. Special events, any updates, Tom?
Can you
help me? Okay. Mr. Mayor's comment, 14.1, adopt an ordinance amending the liquor license chapter of the Round Lake Village Code. Okay, what's the number of licenses, Steve?
Oh.
Okay.
Adopting an ordinance and then liquor license.
This increases the number of licenses so that you can now issue the licenses to these applicants for those last two special use permits.
And we changed the laid out goals to laid out the liquor commissioner.
Commissioner.
Would a motion be in order?
Yes,
a motion to approve the ordinance.
So we don't need the number? Just to approve the ordinance?
Approve the ordinance.
Yeah. Can I get a motion to approve the ordinance as written?
Yes.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion?
Yeah, Steve is going to get the numbers to be later.
Okay. Any other comment? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
My mind is here. Yeah, the next one.
Trustee Crowley.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Tripa.
Aye.
No. Motion carries. Item 14.2, Mayor's comments. Just real briefly, something that happened, again, team building. And I know there's a little controversy up here. Don't forget, we are a team, ladies and gentlemen, and we must keep moving forward. Lenny, I'm getting sick of, throwing good comments to you. if you were late on plowing Cedar Lake Road sidewalk, I don't want that to happen again. You've been reprimanded, everybody, all right? We had a really good team building event at Public Works last week, and it was a chili cook-off. And Chief Maplethorpe and Steve Shields and Shane and Wade and myself were the judges, and we judged the event. And we had it during lunch hour. There's four different chilies. Who won? Was it Kevin's? Kevin's chili won. But I'm telling you, to see the guys come together in that room, it was great camaraderie. It was, it's good. We are moving in a good direction. Thank you again, Lenny, for that. As you heard, I tried to set up, I think, for one of the children from the high school to read their essay. There was a little bit of a communication problem, I think. Couldn't happen again today. I'm going to try again for the following following meeting. And that's all that I have. I'll keep my mouth shut. Trustees' comments. Dawn?
Thank you. I love my village.
Thank you.
Well, comments right now.
Very good.
Thank you, Russ. Mr. Fry? Thank you. Sue?
We were talking about team building, and I think that one of the ways this board exemplifies teamwork is that we can have our differences of opinion, and that shows the diversity of our different upbringings and so many other things involved. And that we walk away as friends, because in the end, it's the vote that matters. And once you make a vote, even if you voted in the negative when everyone else has gone in this situation with the positive, the decision was made by the vote, and this board will carry out that vote seamlessly and together. I want that said in public. At no time do I, in particular, ever not want a village to succeed. And Dawn, I'm in the throes of losing my home. So I know where you're coming from. I know very well. And I don't wish that upon anyone else. But the responsibilities that come with it are still paramount in my mind. Because even through our trials and tribulations, we're adults first, and we have to do the business. And that we did, and we did it as well as we did, and we're all going to walk away in a friendly manner, is what I think exemplifies this particular team. So when I say thank you, I say thank you for all of us having our parts and doing our parts as well as we do. In addition to that, Mr. Mayor, if you think Kevin's chili is so good, you need to check out his paper.
I look forward to it.
It's supreme. And we all know I'm a foodie. We got it. So you need to check out the roasted.
The only thing that I can add to that is that there's going to be a big cook-off. Trustee Fry and I are going to get in as a team on this.
We have not had one in a while. It's
going to
be something.
We
know
how to have a
tease. Thank you.
So my final comment is I'm glad that this vote is over, and now we will get to make it happen. Thank you.
Get off, get on, get away from arm's length.
As passionately as we did on this ordinance, making sure we have it right, I would like to sit down with our business people and look at all of our ordinances that makes it not just village friendly. And so we sit down with them for some ideas, and then maybe change some of those ordinances along the way also.
Thank
you
for
everybody for your input. Absolutely. Yes. I know I'm fast. I got some.
You may.
I think I said enough. I'm not worried. But I will say this once. I have to say, every morning, I learned.
in doing that, politics, there's administration, there's a lot of other things that are dynamics that come into play in this. And by being in elected office, you have responsibilities. You have a fiduciary responsibility, you have a personal responsibility to things, you also have a responsibility to just be, how do you call it, decent. The problem is that this is almost like having a child that doesn't come with a book. And you have to deal with people. And this is a human thing. And the bottom line is that I'm going to say thank you to all of you because I've learned something from all of you. And I'm actually proud of what you guys have taught me. And so since I am, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and say thanks. But yes, I'm glad that I'm in a team that can always that can disagree but not be disagreeable.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Just down real quickly to answer your question. You want to know what the things were? Class A tavern with liquor packaged goods went from 5 to 6. And then Class B package goods, full liquor, 7 to 8. So those were the two classes that moved up one each. And I would just like to say also, you know, it's unusual that you can sit here and you have a subject that we're going to debate like we did tonight on, but no one could ever say that this is a rubber stamp board, that we're all just going to go sit up here.
Amen.
So if I don't think there have been debates, that's fine. I think when you have debates like this, you get both sides out in the open, so everyone's not going to say, oh, you guys only looked at one side. Well, we didn't on this issue. And I'm sure there'll be other issues that we're going to look at.
And
just
we can
as hard.
Also walk away from this under the knee.
Hey, it's a vote. If we're done with the vote, we have to move on.
Thank you, everybody, for your comments. There is no executive session. Any additional business? Not may I get a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon, and definitely agreed on by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion. We are adjourned at 7:37.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.